Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. A century ago, Henry Ford changed the auto industry with the moving assembly line. Well, now Ford Motor Company says it will have an equal impact by developing a fully autonomous vehicle by 2021, self-driving, as in no steering wheel, no gas pedal, no brake pedal. To make that happen, Ford's announced it's joining forces with four tech companies and it will double its staff in Silicon Valley. Here with us is Randy Vicentainer. He's director of autonomous vehicles for Ford. No steering wheel or gas or brake pedals in just five short years?
That's correct.
That is kind of eye-popping. And I know that CEO Mark Field said, we're not in a race to make announcements. So this is not floating a balloon. This is something you say we will see by 2021.
Right. We've been working on this for several years now, and we've been aligning to when can we put this into a vehicle and put it in production, and we have the confidence now that we can do this in 2021.
What are your biggest hurdles, Randy, to achieving this goal?
Well, we've still got some technology hurdles. We've got to take the hardware that we're using in our sensors and develop those to automotive grade so that they're robust and we can make them in high volume, working with suppliers, some of which will be new to the auto industry. And then we still have to develop the robustness around the machine learning and the software solutions. And then when it comes to the vehicle, we need to make changes to the vehicle to prepare, if you will, for autonomous. So today, for example, a human driver is the backup for the steering system. So if the power assist has a fault, then the human can still manually steer the vehicle. With an autonomous vehicle, there's no steering wheel, then you can't rely on a human to be the backup. And so we have to provide a level of redundancy in the steering system that replaces that human backup. And in a similar fashion, for example, with the brake system.
So as we heard, Randy, from CEO Mark Fields, Ford is investing or doing acquisitions to four companies, a couple in the Silicon Valley, and certainly doubling staff of Ford engineers and researchers in California. So what can these other locations give you that Michigan can't?
They're complementary to Michigan as opposed to giving something that Michigan can't. Our core team and our critical mass for our autonomous vehicle development is here in Michigan, both in Dearborn, and we're also going to start putting a team in place in Ann Arbor because that's one of our research partners at U of M. That's our main research partner. And so we are focused in Michigan, but there's resources, startups, and talent on both the East and the West Coast that we want to make sure we can tap into. A lot of the suppliers that we're working with on advanced technologies are on either the West or the East Coast, for example. And then internationally, there's key talent pools that we want to tap into as well. So we want to have a global reach. And we want to be tapping into the centers of technology around the world, but our focus and critical mass is here in Michigan.
So, because some might view this as a signal that it's tough to attract the talent you need to Michigan.
I think there, a lot of the critical talent that we're looking for is in high demand because there's lots of competition for roboticists, for example. And whether you're in Michigan or Silicon Valley, there's big demand, and each of them have their challenges. By expanding our reach, we're a bit more flexible in terms of being able to leverage our Palo Alto office as well as our Dearborn office. But our main team of roboticists, machine learning, is in Dearborn. And we have challenges recruiting, as the whole industry does, and that doesn't just include the automakers. You know, Uber, Google, others are similarly challenged to get and retain the talent. We don't see particularly that it's that much more difficult in Michigan. It's just that a lot of this critical talent has lots of options and opportunities, and we continue to put together an attractive proposition to come to Ford and come to Michigan.
Randy Vizentainer is director of autonomous vehicles for the Ford Motor Company. As Ford says, it will have out a fully autonomous vehicle by 2021. Randy, thank you so much for talking with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.